The sun falls farther. The temperature drops alongside it. Rhiannon shivers, so I stop holding her hand and put my arm around her. She suggests we go back to the car and get the makeout blanket from the trunk. We find it there, buried under empty beer bottles, twisted jumper cables, and other guy crap. I wonder how often Rhiannon and Justin have used the makeout blanket for that purpose, but I don't try to access the memories. Instead, I bring the blanket back out onto the beach and put it down for both of us. I lie down and face the sky, and Rhiannon lies down next to me and does the same. We stare at the clouds, breathing distance from one another, taking it all in. "This has to be one of the best days ever," Rhiannon says. Without turning my head, I find her hand with my hand. "Tell me about some of the other days like this," I ask. "I don't know. Just one. The first one that comes to mind." Rhiannon thinks about it for a second. Then she shakes her head. "It's stupid. Tell me." She turns to me and moves her hand to my chest, makes lazy circles there. "For some reason, the first thing that comes to mind is this mother-daughter fashion show. Do you promise you won't laugh?" "I promise." She studies me, makes sure I'm sincere, continues. "It was in fourth grade or something. Renwick's was doing a fundraiser for hurricane victims, and they asked for volunteers from our class. I didn't ask my mother or anything. I just signed up. And when I brought the information home, well, you know how my mom is. She was terrified. It's hard enough to get her out to the supermarket, but a fashion show in front of strangers? I might as well have asked her to pose for Playboy. God, now there's a scary thought." Her hand is now resting on my chest. She's looking off to the sky. "But here's the thing. She didn't say no. I guess it's only now that I realize what I put her through. She didn't make me go to the teacher and take it back. No, when the day came, we drove over to Renwick's and went where they told us to go. I had thought they would put us in matching outfits, but it wasn't like that. Instead, they basically told us we could wear whatever we wanted from the store. So there we were, trying all these things on. I went for the gowns, of course. I was so much more of a girl then. I ended up with this light blue dress, ruffles all over the place. I thought it was so sophisticated." "I'm sure it was classy," I say. She hits me. "Shut up, let me tell my story." I hold her hand on my chest, lean over, and kiss her quickly. "Go ahead," I say. "I am loving this. I never have people tell me their stories. I usually have to figure them out myself, because I know that if people tell me stories, they will expect them to be remembered, and I cannot guarantee that. There is no way to know if the stories stay after I'm gone. And how devastating would it be to confide in someone and have that confidence disappear? I don't want to be responsible for that. But with Rhiannon, I can't resist." She continues. "So I had my wannabe prom dress, and then it was Mom's turn. She surprised me, because she went for the dresses too. I'd never really seen her all dressed up before, and I think that was the most amazing thing to me. It wasn't me who was Cinderella. It was her. After we picked out our clothes, they put makeup on us and everything. I thought Mom was going to flip, but she was actually enjoying it. They didn't really do much with her, just a little more color. And that was all it took. She was pretty. I know it's hard to believe, knowing her now. But that day, she was like a movie star. All the other moms were complimenting her, and when it was time for the actual show, we paraded out there and people applauded. Mom and I were both smiling and it was real, you know? We didn't get to keep the dresses or anything, but I remember on the ride home, Mom kept saying how great I was. When we got back to our house, Dad looked at us like we were aliens. But the cool thing is, he decided to play along. Instead of getting all weird, he kept calling us his supermodels and asked us to do the show for him in our living room, which we did. We were laughing so much. And that was it. The day ended. I'm not sure Mom's worn makeup since. And it's not like I turned out to be a supermodel. But that day reminds me of this one. Because it was a break from everything, wasn't it? Sounds like it, I tell her. I can't believe I just told you that. Why? Because, I don't know, it just sounds so silly. No, it sounds like a good day. How about you? She asks.